It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's cloudy, 45 degrees. KSL's top story. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The federal government is putting Utah on notice that they could take over the state's OSHA. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is joining us live with details. Paul, what's going on?
Well, this is all over the COVID-19 vaccine plan for businesses that the president spoke about earlier this year. The states in question are Utah, South Carolina, and Arizona. Yahoo News says those three states missed the deadline to put the new rule into effect for companies with more than 100 employees. Yahoo is quoting Jim Frederick. He's the acting head of OSHA. He said, quote, OSHA has worked in good faith to help these three states plan to come to compliance, but their continued refusal is a failure to maintain their state plan commitment to thousands of workers in their states, end quote. So they are threatening that the federal government could take over the inspections of Utah's state plan. Utah is allowed to run its own OSHA. However, the rules are that the Utah's OSHA has to be more strenuous than the federal regulations, not more lenient. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Paul. You have till Saturday to weigh in on how lawmakers redraw the district political boundaries in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz says that's the last day Utah's Independent Redistricting Commission takes public input.
The so-called People's Commission has to submit their maps to lawmakers by November 1st, 12 in total, three versions for each, Congress, State House, State Senate, and school board boundaries. It's the lawmakers, though, who make the final boundaries. The commission's maps don't have to be adopted. The big question being, will lawmakers' maps be vastly different from what the commission suggests?
The two final public meetings of the commission are Thursday at 6 in Harriman, Saturday morning at 11 in West Valley, or you can share your concerns anytime online at the commission's website. KSL News Time 4:32. Salt Lake State Senator Derek Kitchen is criticizing the State Judiciary Interim Committee ahead of meeting about election integrity tomorrow. Lawmakers are reportedly going to discuss a forensic audit of Utah's presidential election, sort of like what you saw in Arizona. Senator Kitchen says even discussing an audit is senseless, damaging, and irresponsible. And by entertaining conspiracy theories in a legislative setting, he says the legislature is wasting taxpayer money. The White House has announced good news in the ongoing supply chain crisis. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Union Pacific will shift operations at its California facility to ease bottlenecks.
Union Pacific Railroad just announced its facility serving the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach will now operate 24/7 to help move containers out of L.A. and Long Beach.
The Union Pacific facility is just 3 or 4 miles away from the ports, which handle about 40% of the container traffic that enters the U.S. In developing news at this hour, the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will vote tonight on whether to hold former President Trump's advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt. Bannon has cited President Trump's claims of executive privilege to defy a subpoena to appear and provide information. If the committee finds Bannon in contempt, the Democratic leadership plans to bring it to a vote of the full House. A plane today crashing upon takeoff outside of Houston, Texas. The twin-engine aircraft was leaving Houston's executive airport with 21 people on board. EMS Chief Tim Gibson says everyone was able to get off the plane before it became engulfed.
They were stunned. They were very, very stunned, but they did all self-extricate. We can't tell you how they did that or in what method, And the plane was fully involved when we arrived.
The NTSB says a 10-person team is headed to Houston to determine why the plane didn't take off. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A gang that took a group of American and Canadians hostage in Haiti is demanding $1 million for each hostage.
$1 million each for the 17 missionaries from Canada and the U.S. being held hostage in Haiti. That's the demand, according to a senior Haitian police official from the Haitian gang said to be behind the kidnappings. Among the 17 hostages, an 8-month-old baby, 4 other children, and 12 adults taken from an orphanage outside the capital Port-au-Prince on Saturday. The ransom demand was reportedly made to Christian Aid Ministries, an Ohio-based religious organization. The State Department says kidnappings in Haiti have increased threefold since the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moise. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Hundreds of thousands of jobs are now available for the holidays, and many of them are getting snatched right up. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly tells us why that may be.
Flexibility. That's the number one thing employees say they need from a temporary job. That's according to a survey sponsored by shipping company UPS. The data also revealed people are asking for benefits like health care, retirement funds, and school tuition assistance.
Many workers indicated they're looking for a job with long-term potential if the pay and benefits work for them. KSL News Time 4:35. Did you know New Zealand's largest city has a wizard? Ian Chanel has been paid thousands of dollars for more than 2 decades for holding the official position of Wizard of New Zealand. But now the Christchurch City Council wants him to disappear. The council has sent him a letter saying his services are no longer needed. His presence doesn't fit the city's new tourism message. Chanel has been paid over $11,000 a year for each of the last 23 years. Ricky? Great work if you can get
If you can get it, yeah. I'd don the hat if that paid,
know. Can you make the traffic disappear?
Oh, it has today. Is it a holiday? I mean, I really don't know why traffic is so light today. The only spot of slowing, and this is along the Wasatch Front, is on northbound I-15 between Layton Hills Mall up to Hill Air Force Base. That's it. The rest of your valley freeways looking great. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.